Chapter 65, A Firm Stand for the Right.
God calls upon his workers in this age of diseased piety and perverted principle to reveal a healthy, influential spirituality. My brethren and sisters, this God requires of you. Every jot of your influence is to be used on the side of Christ. You are now to call things by the right name and stand firm in defense of the truth as it is in Jesus. It behooves every soul whose life is hid with Christ in God to come to the front now and to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Truth must be defended, and the kingdom of God advanced, as it would be, were Christ in person on this earth. If he were here, he would be drawn out to rebuke many who, though professing to be medical missionaries, have not chosen to learn of the great medical missionary his meekness and lowliness. In the lives of some occupying high positions in the medical missionary work, self has been exalted. Until such ones rid themselves of every desire to uplift self, they cannot clearly discern the character of Christ, nor can they do the work that he did. When the Holy Spirit controls the minds of our church members, there will be seen in our churches a much higher standard in speech, in ministry, in spirituality than is now seen. The church members will be refreshed by the water of life, and the laborers working under one head, even Christ, will reveal their master in spirit, in word, in deed, and will encourage everyone to press forward in the grand closing work in which we are engaged. There will be a healthy increase of unity and love, which will bear testimony to the world that God sent his Son to die for the redemption of sinners. Divine truth will be exalted, and as it shines forth as a lamp that burneth, we shall understand it more and still more clearly. The testing truth for this time is not the fabrication of any human mind. It is from God. It is genuine philosophy to those who appropriate it. Christ became incarnate in order that we, through belief of the truth, might be sanctified and redeemed. Let those who hold the truth in righteousness arouse and go forth, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, to proclaim the truth to those who know it not. Let them make straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. We are now to unify and by true medical missionary work prepare the way for our coming King. But let us remember that Christian unity does not mean that the identity of one person is to be submerged in that of another, nor does it mean that the mind of one is to be led and controlled by the mind of another. God has not given to any man the power that some, by word and act, seek to claim. God requires every man to stand free and to follow the directions of the Word. Let us increase in a knowledge of the truth, giving all praise and glory to Him who is one with the Father. Let us seek most earnestly for the heavenly anointing, the Holy Spirit. Let us have a pure, growing Christianity, that in the heavenly courts we may at last be pronounced complete in Christ. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. See Matthew 25, verse 6. Lose no time now in rising and trimming your lamps. Lose no time in seeking perfect unity with one another. We must expect difficulties. Trials will come. Christ, the captain of our salvation, was made perfect through suffering. His followers will encounter the enemy many times and will be severely tried. But they need not despair. Christ says to them, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." See John 16:33. The following lines portray the Christian warfare. I thought that the course of the Christian to heaven would be bright as the summer and glad as the morn. Thou showedest me the path. It was dark and rough, all rugged with rocks, all tangled with thorn. I dreamed of celestial rewards and renown. I asked for the palm branch, the robe, and the crown. I asked, and thou showedest me a cross and a grave.